All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is your moment, your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
R&B money! We up! Tank, Jay Valentine, we are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B motherfucking podcast, the authority on all things R&B. Listen, man, in the building.
Yeah.
We got a brother. We got a loved one.
We got to start saying it too?
What?
The authority on R&B money, R&B everything, and everything that come along with R&B.
You heard it. He said it. I can't repeat
on.
All that. From now on.
Because everything come along
everything
with R&B.
Everything come along with R&B.
Huh?
Listen, man, I'm not going to make the intro too long, man. Okay? The chain is big.
Because you might make everybody mad.
The chain is big and the money's long.
Yeah.
Give it up for OC Genesis.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. First, let me say it like this. Let me get this off my chest. First of all, OT is the nicest
guy,
funniest guy in the world.
Yeah.
When I say in the world.
Always smiling.
But.
Don't play with him.
Yeah. Don't play with his people. Because for the smallest thing, I'm talking the smallest thing, OT will go there. I'm like, big bro, what's going on? Man, he brought me some cold fries. Cold fries, God? Who brought you the fries, God? Like, oh, it's just fries. No, it ain't just fries. It's the principle, God.
They taking your kindness for weakness,
for weakness, God. They trying to say you cold out here. You hot out here in these streets, God. I'm going to have 100 niggas. It's just fries, OT. It's the principle, God. He will go.
Hey, listen, that's Muay Thai cuz.
Listen. and he can really fight. That's the problem. But I love it because, nigga, he stand on all the business.
All of it.
If he fucking with you and he got love for you, nigga, he not going to let nobody play with you.
It starts there. Oh man!
It's a few incidents I could go into where I'm just like, "Oh, T, no, stop it! Please don't do this."
I ain't let nobody play with my bro, man. It ain't happening.
We be having fun, then OT hit that switch.
Then it ain't. It ain't his phone no more.
Oh man! I don't be sad. I be sad for the other people.
Yeah. Like, OT, we just bowling. I'ma bowl this nigga hand down the lane. It's your turn.
I'll be having to go back to the people and apologize. I'm so sorry. My little brother, he
laughing like that because I really was like, it's your turn.
Yeah.
He just.
What you mean it's my turn?
What you mean? Oh, he just love hard. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
I thought my life was in danger. It was, but don't worry about it. He's fine.
Oh, man.
I just had to get that off my chest, man. Great I love intro. You, brother. I great appreciate intro. You, brother.
Great intro.
Always.
Great intro.
You know, we've had many a deep conversation, man. And, you know, I think that for me, and of course I can speak for Jay, bringing you here on the R&B Money podcast is like, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, maybe as an overall title, you consider yourself a rapper. I consider you a songwriter.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I consider you a hit songwriter.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you've done that, whether it just be rap or whether it be melodic or whether you go ahead and just fucking sing, get your remix on to it. Like, you've done all of that.
Yeah.
And I think that conversation is, and that information is important for everybody,
all the way
across the board.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning. What was Lil OT doing?
Riding through the beach.
What was Lil OT doing?
Yeah, man? I was in Long Beach, running around, you know, shooting dice at school, you know, selling candy for some money, you know, all that type of stuff. Obviously, like, I'm from Long Beach, so, you know, we rap a certain type of thing over there. I don't know if you say that on this podcast.
You can say whatever you want to say. We're here for you.
Yeah, so, you know, we come from, like, Crip culture and everything like that. I wanted to play football, but I was bad as hell, so I was always ineligible.
You know what? You look ineligible.
You know,
as I look at you right now.
Look, I can ball.
That little nigga fast, but he ain't got no grades.
He ain't got good grades. I know he do.
That's probably scary. That nigga fast as a motherfucker. Low heavy grades. Make sure he don't play.
Yeah. And so my grades was bad, but I never got to, like, I'm one of the dudes that, like, I always used to get confused and then I start saying fuck school only because I, like, go there and I finish all my homework and then fail all the tests because I would never, like,
retain. You couldn't retain.
Yeah, I can retain the information. I'll just make sure I complete what I need to complete.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
And so I started doing music then, like, by the time I'm like 16, but then I went to like seven high schools.
You went to
like, I went to like
seven. Seven.
Yeah, because I was, yeah, because everybody wanted me to go to their school.
I'll be over there next week. What? It's not a party.
No, I'm gonna pull up. Yeah, yeah.
No, I got kicked out of all the schools I was going to. So I got kicked out of like every school that I went to, and then I found
7 high schools.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because I was getting kicked out of like districts, and so. And so I would start like in one, and then I go like I gotta go from Long Beach to Cerritos.
We don't want you to go to any of these 10 schools,
right?
You can't go to none of these.
So what you're saying is you've been doing club hosting.
You.
So, oh, you're perfect for the music business.
This nigga, he only had 2-hour requirements. So what? He come do his hour and a half. All right, Sean.
I'll let y'all.
I was kidding. So like, because they were like, I was so bad. They were like, nah, we're kicking you out of the district, not out of the school.
Just the
school. Not gonna expel you from the school.
Right.
You're going to go down there and do the same shit. So I would get kicked out, whatever. But then I was doing music. And I used to, like, go online and go.
Hold on, I want to go back to something real quick. Before mm-hmm. you can go to the music. Mm-hmm. I want to go to this. I was so bad. Because I was really bad in school.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I was really bad in school. Hmm. Like, I was just up for whatever challenge. Whatever another nigga wouldn't do.
Right, I right, would do. Right.
Before, it was before I got to high school. Right before I found the Lord, the Lord changed me. But before that, and the psychologist tried to give me, you know, all these reasons as to why, and your parents, and they left you early and went overseas without you, which is you're rebelling. I was like, no, I'm not rebelling. Nigga just said he wanted to fight. I was with it. And I was with it.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Teacher said some bullshit and I called him an yeah. asshole. Like, that's just what I was on. Right. What was your thing? What was it that made you that way? Was it just you was just like taking all challenges?
Yeah, I was, especially when I left Long Beach, because when you kicked me out of school, I'm like, it was kind of like, I felt that, like, I was already bad because, like, when I had to, I always had to catch the bus. Mm-hmm. So I catch the bus. When I get to, like, the train station, like, they banging on you on the train station. For those who don't know, it's like, where you from?
Yeah.
Oh, so you start to get it. You get into it.
You already have that energy before you get to
school. I already had that energy before I even get to school. You know what I'm saying? And then we, like, shoot dice at the McDonald's outside my school. In the morning, like, so we'll try to, that's what make us get up early, you know?
Cause so
we shoot dice.
Again.
You said we gotta shoot dice at McDonald's before we cross the street. And so, but.
Some timely games.
But my, you know, all through my youth, I have to catch the bus and catch the train. And that's when you run into niggas and you run into, whoop, and it's, oh, where you from? Oh, damn, we got to get off on this stop because the whoop's over
crazy.
There.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
So then when I left Jordan, my main school, that's like my home school across, like down the street from my house, and I left out of Long Beach, I'm always looking at other niggas different, you know, because they looking at me, and I'm like, what's up with you niggas on? You know, so I'm instantly, it's a defense mechanism,
yeah.
You know, and but I'm like, I'm tripping, and I'm like, I always now I'm always trying to prove myself to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, and prove that I ain't no bitch, I ain't no da da da. I come from here,
yeah,
you know. So when somebody say something to you here, even if it's not like really threatening like that, you take it like that because you know you come from
yeah.
a certain place. So I can't. The way I'm trying to collect this information that you telling me right now,
you couldn't differentiate. It all feel
the same.
Offensive, nigga.
Oh yeah. And so
what
I would
you
do
mean
that.
These nice jeans?
Yeah.
What you mean by that?
Yeah. So I would do that.
What you mean?
So I would do that. You know what I mean? I had like, I used to have like my you know, we had the i730s and Nextels and all that. You know, I used to do that. I used to bring like.
With
like,
charts.
Call my homies, you know what I mean? Like, bring guns to school. I used to have my little Deuce Fives in my little backpack and everything like that. Like, I used to be, like, on bullshit.
Oh, so you was really out of control.
Yeah. But it was like, because every time I get on a bus stop and I get on a train, they got this thing called a blue line, right?
Mm-hmm.
L.A. And it go from Long Beach. You got the Long Beach station, the Artesia station. Then you got the Wilmington station, which is Compton. Then you got the 103rd station, which is Watts. You know, and your shit keep going all the way from Long Beach to downtown
LA. Neighborhood.
So you going through every hood. And when you get off the train, you know, it's sometimes this niggas sitting outside, and they just sitting outside the train station tripping. You know what I mean? Like, just get, nobody want no money, no nothing. We just here tripping.
Trip, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I was always moving that way to protect myself. So gotcha. I'm like overly protective about myself, but at the same time, I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm overly protective about myself.
And at 16, you can't turn that on and off.
Yeah.
No,
you can't turn that on and off.
It's like, not like, oh, now I'm in a classroom. Now I'm gonna turn this tripping off.
Yeah.
No, I'm tripping on everything.
Because I gotta be like this for shit not to happen to me. I'm in survival mode. So I gotta be like this for nothing to happen to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And so, you gotta initiate it so motherfuckers know off the top of
exactly,
head.
Exactly.
Leave him alone.
Exactly. I'm not waiting for a nigga to run up on me and boom. I'm like, as soon as I get up, I'm saying it.
What's happening?
What's up? Whatever. I'm instantly. I always felt like I had to be that way. Mm-hmm. You know, and that obviously that's what got me kicked out of all these damn schools.
Yeah.
You know, this other stuff. I always feel like I had to be the aggressor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
All right, so you was going into the computer, into the music.
Yeah. So I would look online and I would see certain things where it's on what's that site?
Was it LimeWire back then?
No. Where they like sell stuff in cars and
eBay?
And
Craigslist.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like people Craigslist. Were like, yeah. you know, and they would just do like people would put up like shows and so where you like an artist gotta sell tickets and everything. And back then they had Sean Healy, they had all this stuff, right? Where like
yeah, that's what is that, Golden Voice?
Yeah, I think it was that too.
Yeah.
And so like they would have like artists perform, but you had to sell like 10 tickets. But what was going on
the show.
To get on the show?
Yeah, yeah,
so it's like, if I sell 10, he sell 10, he sell 10, he sell 10. We got a packed show. And all our people was there.
Yeah.
So I would. That's what I would do, sell tickets, whatever. But every time I perform, they'd be like, damn, you're a great performer. You da da da. We love your music. Blase, blase. But this is me young, you know? And I kept doing that. And, you know, you start to meet people and you start to grow and people start to grow, mm-hmm. you know, as you guys are going up. And then I start meeting people that's like, they're like, yo, we're going to put you on this show. And, you know, you win this contest, you do a song with Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're like, what? And then, they have this. And then, but the whole time they like, they finessing you out your bread. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so they're trying to figure out who could sell the most tickets. So if you could sell 30, you know, 30 tickets at $10 each or $20 each, you know, and that's how they was making money.
Mm-hmm.
So years after that go by and I do a song out here. It was a song called Touchdown that I did and met this guy there. And this guy, I think it was a Jamaican guy. He was like, yo, you sign anybody? I'm like, nah. He's like, all right, cool. I got somebody, you know, for you to talk to. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, come to happen, the guy that he was talking about was his name was Dino DeValle. So he had signed Cash Money and he was trying to sign 50, but when he was trying to sign 50 at Universal originally before 50 went to Interscope.
Mm-hmm.
And so but Universal didn't want to sign 50 because of all the shit, the guns,
this.
So like, we're not signing him. So I guess, so Fifth still kept a relationship with him because mm-hmm. he was trying to make something happen, you know? And then he sent over the music. So Dino sent over the music to Fifth and then Fifth called me and I'm helping my boy move. I got a refrigerator, like I'm on a dolly, helping my homeboy move out of his apartment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So like 50 Cent called you.
Yeah, they like, yo, da 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 da. Some guy go get on the phone. I'm on the phone with Dino. Then he goes, yo, da 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 da. Yeah, that guy's 50 Cent. What? So I'm on the phone. What's up, nigga? Oh, whoa. So now me and Fifth on the phone. We talking for like an hour.
You still got the refrigerator on you?
So nah, I gotta wait. look, I got all the. It's like we got the truck right there. Yeah. We're really moving, bro. Like I'm really helping him move. And so Fifth was like, yo, so we chopping up. He's like, look, man, we gonna do something. So listen, when we get off this phone, I think he said, he was like, when we get off this phone, don't go around telling your whole hood you rich, right?
He was like, that's the last thing he told me.
Yeah, he said, don't go around telling your whole hood you rich, right? And so he was like, I'm gonna come meet you in LA. I'm like, all right, cool. So he came meet me in LA. We chopped it up. And then that's around the time he was doing like his SK headphones, energy drinks, all that stuff. So we was running around with him. It was like me, him, and Floyd. That's when him and Floyd was like super tight. And but I didn't know what a single deal was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just know you got a deal.
He's
know?
Offering you a single deal.
He's offering me a single deal for the song for the song.
Exactly. For touchdown.
And so, okay, boom. So now the deal's over. And I'm kind of like, yo, what's going on? But I'm not knowing that this is a single deal. So this is for one song you're being signed for. And I was like, okay, cool. But I always stayed in contact with him. I always check, you know what I mean? Check in, whatever. So maybe, I'm like, so I tell Dino who was
the song. The song came out?
Yeah, it came out. It came out. Yeah, it came out. And it was all right. But then I tell Dino, became my manager at that time after he made the play. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, no, this is just a single deal. Like, this is how things work or whatever. I'm like, oh, I thought I was signing 50 forever. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, like, he said, I got a deal. He's like, G, what's going on?
I'm waiting forever. Yeah. I got a room at the house.
Yeah.
Chef is on deck. You know, shit, wow, man. Shit, you got to come through. You got to come through and see what me and 50 doing. We're really building.
Yeah, so I don't know these things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm new to this and whatever. So I just buckled down, kept recording. And then 3 years later, I'm in Playhouse out here in Hollywood, and I'm performing. And then I meet Buster. And then Buster's like, yo, who you signed to? Da-da-da. I'm like, nobody. He's like, oh, let's go talk. This is the studio. Let me at the studio. Let's go talk. I'm like, cool, cool. And then when I go home, I'm like, what's up with all these New York niggas? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think I'm right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I meet him at the studio. We start chopping it up. We start talking about life and principles and, you know, everything. And I was telling him, like, as a man, like, you know, what I go for, what I ain't going for, certain things. Like, and so we cool. So he goes to Atlantic, gives me a deal at Atlantic, you know, and they give him a label deal. They give me a deal, get a label deal. I was through me. And so now they gave me some money. Nigga, I ain't record for damn near a year, right?
Oh, for your advance?
Yeah, I'm spending the money, right?
I'm busy.
So I'm spending the money, right?
Because now you have a full record deal.
Right. I have a full record deal. Yeah. So now I'm not knowing it. I just know they gave me some money. Nobody's teaching me.
And what year is this?
This is 2014.
Wow, okay.
Wait. Yeah, no. No, it's 2013.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2013. And then the December of 2013 is when it's happened. And so it gets to like August. And the A&R come, my A&R, Riggs at the time, he came with some verbiage. I don't know what he's talking about. So I asked them, I'm like, what are you saying? They're like, oh, they're saying that they about to drop you, you know, at the end of the year. You haven't put out no music, it's no nothing. I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm panicking, right? So.
Because you thought at this point they just paid you to party.
Yeah.
I was hoping so.
Look, that was the agreement. They gave me some money. I'm thinking, look, right now, I'm like, they gave me some money. I'm like, you know, y'all ain't, you know, I had to like hustle for shit like this. Like, y'all gave me some money. Okay, cool. And so we get into August. They gave me that conversation. We get to September. I record Coco, right? And I record Coco, and we was about to shoot another video for a different song that I did. Song. Right? So watch this. Check, this is the coldest thing ever. So this song we was about to put out, and we shot a video, everything. Big budget video, everything. I was like, oh, this shit is about to be lit, right? And I saw the video, and I was like, I don't like it. And this is when I start paying attention, where I really start to understand videos and understand that editors make the video as well. Up. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, what happened to that scene? What happened to that scene? What happened to that scene? You see, all those dope moments that made you excited about the video is not in the video.
Yeah.
You go, oh man, I don't like it. Then he goes, so what you want to do? And then Bust like, so what you want to do? I'm like, man, I don't like it. He's like, you got another song? I'm like, I got another song I'm going to put out. This is exactly how it went.
This is the second song.
Yeah, yeah.
No, song after Coco.
No. This song, it was a song called Yum Yum that I did, right? Okay. And we were supposed to put it out. I didn't like the video. Big budget video, so everything.
Scrap it.
Yeah. I didn't like it. Scrap it. I don't like it. I'm not putting that out. I don't like it. So Bus looking at me like, so what you want to do, OT? And he's like, stressed out, like, what the f-? We just shot a whole, right, you know, yeah, we just spent right. that money on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do, I recorded some shit the other night that I want to do, right? Okay, cool. So he's like, all right, let me hear it. That song was Coco. We go, shoot the video on the project. It ain't no budget no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no budget.
No budget, budget. Ain't no budget on no yum, more. Yum.
You know what I mean? But yeah, exactly. Shoot that video. Everybody was scared. Like, look at all this shit you put in the video. Da 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 da. I drop that bitch. That motherfucker said,
"Hey, listen,
boom."
All right, so there we were cruising through the new open air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I remember the first time I heard it. I remember it. I want to say I was in Greystone. Yeah. What year is that? 2014?
14.
Yes.
That's around that time.
Yeah, around that time.
Good time.
Yeah. And that shit kicked in and I was like, what the fuck is that? And we had no idea you was from California.
Yeah. I love that part.
Yeah.
We had no idea you was from California. And I kind of want to go back to what when you were saying, you were like, all these cats from New York had reached out to you. Do you feel like the politic with the culture that y'all have in LA kind of kept people away from reaching out to you to do a deal?
I think that let me tell you this short story. I used to run around with this DJ Amen.
DJ Amen from the Bay.
Amen, yeah. And Amen did everything to try to get me on.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, the music that he does, everything, he don't sound like a West Coast artist. This is what people, DJs are saying, right? And obviously I used to hustle in Atlanta all the time. I used to hustle. And so everybody was like, he's from Atlanta, he's from, I never said, I never said nothing. I'm like, I'm gonna play the game.
Hmm.
And so it's crazy because your own city be like, oh, well, if you don't sound like
you from here,
then you ain't from here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, nigga, I'm from here for sure.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, if you don't sound like you from here, then we can't give you that love like that because we feel like it's maybe not deemed authentic to our culture, you know, as far as LA is concerned.
Yeah.
And so when I understood that, I played the card. And by the time they realized where I was from, it was too late.
Yeah.
So when it was like, oh, you see, walking up here, nigga, I'm from Long Beach, bro. I'm from down the street. What
right.
Talk about.
Right.
And anybody who knows needs from here, like, oh, he cold. So I just played the game.
The system.
Yeah, that's how it came. Yeah. That's how it came.
It was
back
too late.
Around.
Like, yeah. Now you had to love me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
and it worked out in your favor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's how it came back around from, obviously, I'm from the Bay and A-Man's from the Bay and he had been telling me about you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it was the same artist.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the same artist.
It's crazy.
Because, like you said, when you first hear Coco, you really can't say where the artist
where he's from. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Because for one, you're always yelling at people. I don't know what that's about. You like to yell at us. I'm in love with the Coco. It's like, I didn't know if you're Spanish.
I didn't know if you're Spanish. That Bato got tools, man.
That is so funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, listen, I'm with Floyd Mayweather in the strip club.
That's a great place to hear first.
He like, yeah. What's his tank?
Like, what's his tank?
That song came on. I know hit records tank.
I know hit records.
This is a fucking hit record tank. I'll miss this one. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
But you doing this, huh?
He doing this. I said, what the fuck is that? Nigga.
I went to the strip club. Floyd went to the strip club. He played that. I was in there. Play it again.
Oh, no.
Play it again.
Oh, yeah.
That was his favorite song.
Yeah.
Play it again.
Because that's back when you used to walk around with the what's the shit? Before the iPhone, they had the iPod? The iPod.
Yeah.
He used to walk around with the iPod with the motherfucking headphones on.
Then when I said that nigga played that song
over and over, over and
over. Yeah. Play, yeah. Tell DJ play my shit. Play my shit. Buy bottles to it. What? Throw 100,000 ones
yep.
to
yeah,
it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I seen him in the club go throw like 80 and it was all on Coco. Back to back. And I'm in there like, and when they come in with boxes.
Yeah.
Boxes. You know what I'm saying? They come with boxes. Yeah. They gotta put the money in the boxes. It's only way we go.
It's too much.
And it's over and over. It's my shit though. Yeah. And I'm like, this shit is crazy, yeah. This shit is crazy. Back to, it's not another song. Not one other song come on. He like, if you want me to keep throwing this money, Keep playing this song.
So I'm going to just guess that Atlantic didn't drop you.
And at that point, when I started to understand music, I said, "Damn, I wish they did."
Ugh. Ah, that independent.
Because this whole time, I thought that he had Coco independent before you did that deal. You didn't.
Mm-mm.
You did that record right because there. They were about to drop your ass.
I literally recorded Coco, boom, like September. Shot a video late September. Dropped Coco November of 2014. And when they supposed to drop me at the end of the year. So I probably had like 1 month. Mind you, when I dropped it, they didn't service it. It just went.
Got you.
Boom. Oh, got and you. Then right. they had to catch on later, but it was too big.
It was gone, yeah.
It was too big.
Yeah.
So.
How much you think that cost you?
The video?
If you would have been independent. How much money you think it cost you being signed?
To shoot catching that?
No.
How much money do you think you would have got in your pocket?
If you would have been indie with that record. What you think? I don't mean to make you mad. I had to think about this, but you know. If you drop Coco as an independent artist,
jeez.
It takes off the same way it did because you didn't need a label.
With a 85-15?
Or 90-10?
Or 90-10? How many are sold?
What's the numbers today on Coco? I forgot how much platinum went. But I'm going to tell you one thing.
Like Google search.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Because your performance royalties alone.
My performance royalties is crazy.
Alone.
Right.
But how much money I made on the road just doing shows off of Coco.
Yeah.
Like I'm like somewhere like in like 10.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I'm somewhere like 10.
Easy.
19.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just off Coco.
Just off the shows. Easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just off shows. And then I went to go double back. And everybody's like, oh, he's a one-hit wonder. He's da-da-da. And yeah. I'm like, I'm hearing this the whole time, right? And I'm like, oh, shit. So what I'm going to do, I'm like, damn, I'm still getting money on the road. And when I'm doing interviews, they ask me, so what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did after that? Cut it. Boom.
We young dog.
Let me ask you a question. Cut it.
I'm going to tell you what he used to be doing when we be in the club. Your shit would come on, and that nigga Tech would just look at me and go like this.
I used to sing like a church.
What's wrong with
I used
this
to sing
nigga,
like
man?
A deacon when he come on. Was like, cut it. Lord, you gotta cut it. Cut it for me, Lord.
Them
bricks is way too high. You gotta cut it, Lord. Cut it. Let me ask you a question, because now we're starting to get into songwriting and consistency
and understanding
and being a professional at this shit, being able to dial it up on demand.
Mm-hmm.
When you did Coco, did you feel like you had found something that you took from just from a format standpoint to do Cut It, or was Cut It just a new build for you completely?
Really, I'm not even gonna lie. I was just drinking alcohol, and I'm.
You want to write hit records, kids? You want to write records like OT Genesis?
And I
get you some liquor.
And sometimes it just open like because like, and I'm not trying to promote drinking, right? But what I say is, like, when I'm drinking, like even with my personality, like. The only thing it does is elevates it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but I could be really happy or really upset, you know? But when I'm in a studio and I'm drinking, I'm at home, you know, it's the vibes. I feel like I'm in a club. I feel like I'm, you know? And so I actually recorded Cut It and Push It the same night. Go get the money. I recorded that shit the same night. I recorded both of them the same night.
Same night.
The same night, yeah. And so.
It's cooking.
And so.
But it's not like you're encouraging, like, oh, drink and you're going to make hit records.
Yeah.
I think you're speaking from a place of you're just your comfort zone.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Me in
the
studio,
yeah.
Having a beverage.
Having a good, just having
energy,
a good time.
Having a good time.
Just having like a good time.
Look, everybody has their methods.
Yeah, everybody has their environment that they need to create in order to.
Because when I was coming up and I was making music, it was always fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I started getting a deal and everything and I watch everybody else, I'm like, damn, everybody's so serious. You know, and I'm like, it ain't fun no more. So when you create that lane to where it's fun again and you like a kid again, that's when you start making all that
your
best music.
We talk about that.
You know what I mean? Because it's fun. You know, sometimes we worry about criticism or other people, how other people think or whatever.
It's
but
just so much it's
so much pressure,
unnecessary pressure.
But but you never felt that when you were trying to get on. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you were trying to get on, it was just like, this is who I am.
Just doing it. Yeah.
You sing your ass off. Yeah. You're doing it. Yeah. Nothing was a bad song. Nothing was that. Nothing was. You keep listening to that shit. Your whole leave the studio. You get a copy of that. You listen it the whole way home. Like, damn. And so I had to, it was psychological for me. So I had to go, you know what? Let's get back in that lane. Let me just go have fun. And even if I don't record nothing tonight, that's okay. I'll bring people to the studio. Everybody have a drink. Y'all have a drink here. We're going to party. Have a good, whatever. Come to me. Come to me. And if I don't record anything this night, that's okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I know what I came to have a good time and record. Yeah.
And listen, and within that good time, even if it's not that night, reflecting on that good time, oh, shit. There's a record. There's a gem in there. There's a moment where we was saying whatever we was saying. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm gonna put that in there. Like, the experience is what makes the record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Living this shit is what makes the record. Yeah. You know, people ask me like, "How do you stay current?" I was like, "I just stay alive."
Yeah,
for real.
That's how you
as
stay current.
As long as you're living.
I write about today. Mm-hmm. I write about things I actually do. I'm doing mm-hmm. these things. Mm-hmm. I'm putting mm-hmm. the shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm at Neiman Marcus. I'm surfing through the drip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm at the strip club, you know, so I know where they got the best chicken tenders.
Yeah.
I know where the best Impossible Burger is. It's at Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in there. So it's like as you live and you're in it and you stay in it, it don't matter if you do it that night or even that week. Don't put that unnecessary pressure.
Yeah. Yep.
Art ain't like that.
Yep. You just know at the end of the day, I'm a get back to the plate and I'm a bat again.
That's it. So Coco, and then the second one is
Cut it.
And then the third one is
Push it. And then after that was I did Thick with 2 Chainz.
That's my shit.
And, yeah.
So did you
I can't even pass
when did you on. When did you realize though that you were doing or do you realize that you do motivational music?
You know what?
I feel like I can lift the whole gym.
That's great.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to OT Genesis. I'll be like, push, okay. Fuck around and throw your whole back out.
I was at the airport the other day, and I was buying. I was buying some chips. This lady was like, damn, I just got back from the gym listening to you. You know what I mean?
No, bro, for real.
And I never knew it like that. I just always, because I used to, like, and still to this day, I party so much and have a good time so much. So when I am, like, I spent so much time in a club, like, girls just be like, you always in a club. You always da 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 da. I'm like, yeah, well, my music is there too, sweetheart. Yeah, yeah, what are you doing here? Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'm doing research.
I'm actually in here.
Yeah, yeah. And so I listen to the vibration, the sounds. I listen to the pockets. I listen to what other people like. And so I start making records to where it started becoming like chants.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not knowing it, but I'm knowing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so while I'm spending time in the club and I'm partying and I can hear what catches somebody and I go, okay, I'm not going to do exactly what that is, but if I do what I do and I get to catch them the way
that
caught them, then You know, I'm good. So mm-hmm. when I am in the studio, I'm in a club, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm there and I'm like, what if I'm like, nah, that don't sound right. Okay, I said too many words right here. It's not gonna be. It's to the human ear.
The regular, the number. It's not gonna resonate.
Yeah. Okay. So I gotta. What's catchy? What'd it be there? Okay. If I say this, okay. Then I play it back. I'm like, all right, cool. I look good. I look like bae. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's so much. It's
no, you're giving real information right now. You're giving a masterclass in songwriting.
Yeah.
Because. Listen, you know your pocket. You know where your music belongs. Yeah. You make music for the club.
Mm-hmm.
You make music for the club. So, okay, what are the elements of the club? Yeah. People are either singing off key. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They really can't remember a whole bunch of shit because they might be drunk. So they need only a certain amount of words. Like you said, okay, maybe I said too much. That is songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
That is truly songwriting. Somebody could try to... You know, you got the purists of the world that be like, oh, well, no, you must do this. No, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You must take yourself away from your extreme talented self.
And
say, what would these people, the person who hasn't been to Berklee School of Music, what are they going to dance to?
Yeah.
How can I motivate them in their lives? What do they want to ride around in the car to?
Right.
And that's exactly what you've been doing.
Right.
And it's like... Who's in the club?
Who's in the club?
Who's my client? Who's my clientele?
Clientele?
My clientele.
Right? I like that one.
Listen, it's drug dealers, it's gangsters,
mm-hmm.
and all the other niggas in there are the niggas that want to be drug dealers.
And the most beautiful girls.
Want to be gangsters. And the most beautiful women to put they put that shit on, to be recognized or seen by the... So You give them voices.
And I also understand that if I want to get the attention of these women that's here, if I get the attention of these guys that's here, these guys are the one that's paying for these tables, and these women are the ones that's singing a song with these guys because these guys are the guys with the money who's paying for these tables. So they attach themselves to them.
They love them free drinks.
Don't so girls will go... You see girls pull up, you go to a house party, you go to an event, you go to a hookah lounge, you go to whatever, and a girl will grab the ice core. You're like, how she know this? She had heard this because she was hanging with that nigga over there with all that money, and she was hanging with him, and that became her favorite song.
Yeah.
Research.
Yeah.
Like, that's songwriting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being in those spaces.
Yeah.
You got to be in it.
Yeah, you got to be in it. Yeah.
You got to be able to.
You got to get something on you.
You got to get something on you.
You got to get something on you. Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's like you hear and you go, okay, Tink, like, you talking about something. You talking about something, Valentine. You like, y'all talking about this or this experience, y'all singing to a woman. And you talking about experiences that y'all had and all this stuff, but you guys never done this. You know what I mean? Or you guys never, you know, pleased a woman this way, but you're talking about, it's not going to feel the same.
It's not going to feel the same. It doesn't send off the same vibrations. It can't.
Exactly. So when you're there and you doing that and you talk about that,
I don't write from a mystical place.
Yeah.
I write from
your reality.
What I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, your reality.
Even if I got to write it 10 times.
Yeah.
Niggas is like, nigga, Tank always fucking up.
Yeah.
In his songs. Well, I kind of always be fucking up. I fucked up a lot. Better now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Run down a list of songs, man. We were just getting to some more songs. Okay, let's start with Coco.
Yeah, because as they were interviewing you, asking you what was next... Mm-hmm. Think you was a one hit wonder.
No.
And then you went crazy.
Okay, run down the list. Coco. Okay, what's after that?
Cut it.
After that,
push it.
Thick.
Uh-huh.
Thick.
It was thick.
Mm-hmm.
With Bay.
I look bae. Like Bay.
Look like Bay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody mad.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Let's stop right there. Everybody relax. We're gonna post up right here.
Getting to the money.
Everybody mad.
And you know who heard that record.
You know who heard that record.
He said, yeah, I'm going to dance to this.
You know the queen.
Yeah.
Said, I need some of this for myself.
Yeah.
Listen, man. How does that feel? My brother from Long Beach, kicked out of 7 districts, told he was only going to have, well, shit, wasn't promised life past 18.
Right.
Then you get an opportunity, was told you're not going to have another one of these.
Right.
Now, we 5-6 in.
Seven deep, no sleep. Yeah. And we ain't talking about on the track. We talking about the track. You got me.
You got 7, you feel me. And Beyonce, the queen.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Cheers, nigga.
Cheers. Cheers, man. I need some more.
He needs some more.
Yeah.
Give him some more.
My man, some more.
We got to this?
To this?
Cheers, my brother.
Cheers, my brother.
The queen says, I need these bars. I need this moment. In my show, and you get to see that live with the choreography, with the band. I mean, is this Coachella?
I mean, this is around the
Coachella.
World.
It's Coachella the first night. The first night she did it. The first time she did it is Coachella.
What goes through your mind when you see that?
Now watch this.
Okay.
I had a show in North Carolina at the time, so I did a show in North Carolina, and then I had to do an after party. And I was on my way to the after party while this was going on in Coachella. And as I'm on my way to the after party, my phone is blowing up, but I keep ending everybody because I'm on the aux score.
You trying to play? Yeah.
I'm trying to play my
shit, man.
What's
like, going on, man?
Man, what's relax?
Yeah.
And so my brother called me, my older brother called me. Yo, I'm like, what's up? Yo, you see what Beyonce did? What? Yo, I check my Instagram. It's bumblebees everywhere.
It's bumblebees everywhere.
Yo. I'm like, what happened? I see it. Boom. Then I get to play it back. I'm watching it. I was like, no fucking way.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So my brother,
where you going? Where you going with it, champ? Yeah. Push it. Go ahead, push the keys, man.
Push the keys.
Push the keys, man.
You know, in your travels and in the design of your melodies, you've come across some other R&B singers.
Aside from yourself,
that you also thought were great. In developing your style, T, who's your top five?
Yeah.
Your top five. Top five. Yeah. Your top five. R&B singers.
Yeah, show me can't out-sing
you. R&B songs.
Show this nigga he can't out-sing you, man.
You'll be tripping. I know you do, but we want to know your top five. Yeah. Rawr, rawr. Ow. Top five. OT's top five.
Let's go.
Yeah. You still think you the king after that?
Yeah.
OT. OT.
Oh, shit.
Your top five R&B singers.
My top five R&B singers.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay. Woo! Mm-hmm. I love R&B, man, so it's kind of hard.
I already know you do.
Okay. I go with, not in any order, I go with Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to do that. You got to do that. Yeah. You're going to have some more bees on the episode. Yeah.
I would say Avant.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, hey, hold on real quick. Yeah. Yes. Hey, man.
Niggas don't talk enough about Avant.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Avant cold-blooded.
Oh, this is good. Wow. It's nice. Vaughn, I will go with Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
New Edition.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not saying it because you're here, because you have one of my greatest songs that you still don't know that you do know, because I told you to sing it before. I go with Tank.
God damn it.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't make you love me. I know what it is. Love
you. I already know what it is.
I love that song, bro.
I remember you singing.
I love that fucking song.
We gotta find the clip.
We gotta
find I can't make
but
you
that
love.
Song, right? I love that song, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. I promise you, I love that fucking song.
My brother.
I don't know what was going on. Where he was at, what part of the
studio? We just left King
of
Diamonds. Me and him. We just left King of Diamonds.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Circle House.
Circle House. In Miami.
Wow.
Still a little drunk.
Yeah. I did think at Circle House.
Hey, listen, they make hit records.
They make hit records and great cookies.
Yeah, they make fire cookies.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I say it all the time because it's some, like, a lot of people have, like, a lot of, you know, everybody have, like, big catalogs and everything in music, especially with R&B, you know? But it's certain songs that just be like, damn, that's a fucking beautiful song. Mm-hmm. That song right there,
mm-hmm.
I always like, damn, that's that shit. You know, every rapper had an R&B song they wish that they sung, that they, you know, that yeah, was, yeah. Wish they was their song. It was like that one.
You should remake I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yeah.
That should be your next
crazy.
One.
I gotta hear
I'm gonna have to out sing him.
I can't wait to hear what you write.
You
there.
Have to what?
I'm gonna say, LTV. That drink's starting to set in, man. You gonna
maybe the lyric can be you can't outcome me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't outcome me.
Yeah.
Niggas can't outcome me.
Trust me, I'll figure it out.
I know you're gonna figure it out. I know you are.
Oh shit, man. Okay.
All right, OT, your top five R&B songs.
Okay. Mm. R. Kelly, I Decided.
Mm.
Tank, I Can't Make You Love Me. Obviously, it's one of my favorites. Yeah. Beyonce, Best Thing I Never Had.
Wow.
Great songwriting.
Wow. Great songwriter.
Yeah.
Charlie Wilson, I Can Do Magic.
Come on, Uncle Charlie.
Key Sweat Twisted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. Love you so.
Yeah, she came in there like, but I gotta be
strong. But I gotta be strong. Ooh, you did me wrong. Yeah. That's when you know you got a great song, though.
Yeah.
When it can immediately dial it up.
Immediately.
Come on, man.
You must hit Record Sweat was right.
Yeah.
And owning.
And on it. And I'm on. What?
And it fucked it up with LSG too. With my body with LSG.
He's the prototype.
Yeah.
You wanna be like something in this R&B business?
I got too much as far as I'm, and then like y'all putting me on the spot. It's like, damn, I gotta.
Well, I mean, listen, it all changes every day.
Yeah.
Every time you hear a song that you
used like,
to
damn!
Love, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that. Yeah, and I forgot. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Like, it's too many.
Yeah.
That's real.
All right, here we go. We're going to make what's called an R&B Voltron, right?
Okay.
We're going to make your super R&B artist. So you need to decide, as we're building this artist, who you want to get the vocal from, who you want to get the performance style from, who you want to get the styling from, and who you want to get the passion from, the heart of the artist. So out of all of your R&B vocalists, for your super R&B artist, your Voltron,
okay.
Who you getting the vocal from?
Oh shit, this is good. All right, I'm getting the vocal. Well, damn. Okay, yeah, because I'm building the R&B artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not me. Okay, so I'm getting the vocal.
Did
from
you say
Mariah
it's not
Carey.
Me, man. What? This nigga lost his mind, man.
So it can't be me because I'm building. So let me think real quick. Hold on, because I'm clearly the best choice for the vocal. Of the R&B artists, there's no way I could pick anybody else. You know,
I'm getting the vocals from Mariah Carey,
monster vocal. Who you getting the performance style from?
The performance
on stage.
I'm getting the performance from Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Shit. Who you getting the styling from? The drip.
I'm getting the styling from. I'm gonna style it from David Ruffin.
Yeah. You put the shit on? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting that style. Yeah. I'm getting that style. Yeah.
You gonna custom suits?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Who you getting the passion of the art, the heart of the artist? Who mean it?
I think I'm getting the passion from David Ruffin also.
So why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I got one more for him though.
Why not? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And what R&B singer would you want to steal the record from?
Hmm.
What I want to steal the record from?
Yeah.
Whose song? Who would be next? That a record that you like, oh yeah, I gotta get it.
I have some shit in mind already too. It would probably have to be Mariah Carey. The next one I'm gonna steal a song from.
You gonna hit them notes?
Yeah. I kinda look. Hold on, quick, y'all.
Oh, shit. He has one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was nigga. Great.
Exclusive.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Mine as well. Yeah.
You so cold with this shit.
I can't wait. Cannot wait.
You so cold with
hey,
this
text,
shit.
Text me that.
Nigga. Songwriters, producers, artists in every genre, take notes.
Yeah.
Perfect what you do and just do more of it.
Yeah, we there. We are there.
I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. Where you was? Who you was with? What you did? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah, nigga. We've come to that part of the show.
Talk to him.
We can go here. Yeah. You need to warm a pull up
real quick. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. So right now, we at this special segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Ain't Saying No Names. Where you tell us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up,
mm-hmm.
on the journey in the travels. Of OT Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
The only rule to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Down the rules.
You can't say no names.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No names.
So, this is funny. So I went bowling with this specific artist. I'm not saying no names. And he's like, let's do it. Let's bowl. I feel like I could whoop your ass. So we there, you know. I had my baby mama with me. He has a girl with him, chilling. So we bowling. I won the first one. He won the second one, best out of three. I won the first one. He won the second one, and I whooped his ass the third one.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm not the winner. That's like, I just won. I'm falling all over the floor.
You Dave Chappelle in the thing.
Yeah, I'm falling all over the floor. Yeah. I'm screaming. I'm laughing. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I got the ball. I'm throwing the ball down the other lane. I'm doing anything. That's the winner that I am.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm the type of winner that if you beat me 100 times, I beat you that once, you're going to feel it. Because I'm going to let you hold it. Yeah. And we're not going to ever play again after that.
That's it.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm out.
So I'm doing all of we wilding. We go to the hookah lounge after. We chilling. Hookah, he's still sick. He goes, I'm like, yeah. He's like, yo, we talking. I'm like, and I'm still talking to him. You know how many Grammys I won? You know how many Grammys I got? So like,
oh, he went to the Grammys on you.
I said, you still lost. So then he's talking. I'm like, oh, but I did. You know, I done got the da da da, and I was a real rook. man, you know how much bricks we don't sold? You know how much coming up? You know how that's I'm talking. So
for every Grammy he won, you didn't sold.
Got it.
Yeah. It relates in some kind of way.
Yeah, Coco. Yeah. So now we get into it. I get to show where I take your Grammys from you. I don't care about what you talking about. You went to what we're talking about. So now my baby mama, she's uneasy. His girl is uneasy. We made it so weird for the girls, right? They looking like they're apologizing to each other. We're going far. He's talking about his Grammys. I'm talking about fuck your Grammys. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know what I'm driving. You know that it became a whole thing from bowling, right? And I really want to still say his name.
No, don't say that.
But I'm not going to.
You can't say that. I take your Grammy, cuz. I already know where you went. I have 100 niggas outside, nigga, waiting right now, nigga, to take your whole Grammy.
Yeah, I got the. Cuz, we don't give a fuck about none of that you talk about. You talking about some Grammy? That's an accomplishment. Good. Cuz you fool.
What's wrong with you, man? How you get from Grammys to bricks? I don't understand, because I wasn't trying to be.
I just won the game, but he got so mad.
The way you won too, though, you fell all over the lane. Yeah, you thought. Come on, man. Accountability.
Accountability.
Look. So you get though. When I say he was going crazy with the Grammy talk, oh my god. I said, bro, nobody give a bunch of Grammys. You still lost. First of all, you're a sore loser. You lost. You know what I mean?
The sore winner.
The sore winner.
Called him a sore loser.
You won't let me do my dance. You won't let me dance on your face. Like you tripping.
Yeah. But it's bro though, so it's like, you know, it's still cool.
At the drop of a dime.
He start tripping.
OT start tripping.
I'll start tripping.
I want to bring up something though. Yeah. Something that's really important. Mm-hmm. And something that I know that you have been very, very, very passionate about.
Yeah.
Autism.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can you kind of give, because, you know, we love to bring attention to causes, to, you know, to different things that people are behind and that people support. And a lot of people in the Black community don't talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
But a lot of our families have kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who, you know, are dealing with autism.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, right now, I think it's like one in every eight Black children, Black little boys.
Black boys, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's definitely something that we need to touch on. But if you don't know, you know, autism is a neurology disorder, you know? and most of the kids... No, like with my son, he's 13 now. My older son, that's my first son. He's 13 now. We found out around the time he was like maybe what, like two and a half, 3 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, when you call him and then like he wouldn't answer. It was kind of like he had selective hearing, but he just wouldn't answer. You say his name, he didn't answer. So we like, figure it out. A lot of parents to this day, right? They're in denial.
I was about to tell.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yep. And they don't want to get their kids checked or anything like that. Find out their kid on the spectrum. It's kind of like, no, he's not that at all. But they don't. A lot of men don't have the information. They don't know what autism is.
Yeah.
And it's best to get your child checked early, at an early age, because my son is, he's not severe, but a lot of that being that we were on it early.
Yeah.
Early. And it was the sad part about it is my son's mom, I'm not saying it's the sad part, but the sad part about life and like people, my son's mom, I was in a position to where I could make sure that she didn't have to work, because it gets crazy when both parents have to still make money for the household, and one is gone and one is gone. And so it's like, just sending them to speech therapy is okay, cool, but you still need to work on your child at home every day.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids don't have that mommy got to go this way, daddy got to go this way, and then we got to pick up the child. Mm-hmm. And so some of those, and then also at the same time, mommy and daddy's probably tired from working, and so now the child is not getting all the help that he needs in order to, you know, to become, you know, better. And, you know, like, I had my son's mom she's always there. She's all about my son. She's all about my son. She's all about my son. It's not about, like, this thing where it's like, yeah, we're going to have fun. I'm going to run around to the club. I'm going to da-da-da. My investment is in making sure my child is everything he needs. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there is going to be a time where we, you know, God willing, you know, we die before our kids do, mm-hmm. you know? And it's going to be a time where they're left here, you know? And I was told a story from this one kid, and he's autistic, but he's better now. But he was saying, like, you know, at a younger age, is like, especially with the tantrums and everything that they throw, he knew what he wanted to say. The words just wouldn't come out of his mouth.
Gotcha.
And that's what made him more frustrated and more frustrated and more frustrated and more frustrated. You see all this, you know?
To act out.
Exactly. But I think that us as parents, black parents, white, like, we just have to pay attention to our kids, you know, and stay there. Stop being in denial, because all that time you've been in denial, your child is losing from becoming better, you know?
Yeah.
All that shit is repetition.
Time is of the essence when you talk about autism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, really being able to get into those. Because now that we've identified it, you know, as a society and even medically, it's on a whole nother level now, to where there's so many programs.
Yeah.
So many different, whether it be schooling and... whether it be like even gathering places where they can have fun with other kids that are like them. Like,
right.
There's so many things in place now, but it goes back to that one thing you said. You have to pay attention to your kid and get them the help early. Or you're going to miss the window
because you know, we, like, obviously we human. So you go, oh, damn, like, you know, and they become, you see somebody in denial, you're like, no, you got to understand what that is, you know? And, no matter what, you know, God set here for you, you have to take that and go, okay, this is what I'm going to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
And that's your job as a kid. I see too many parents personally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, but yeah, da, 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 da. And
just brush it off. Like,
you know, the son is, you know, is obviously the behavior is really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Everything is really, really bad. And I'm not saying because they're autistic, but because they also don't have the help. So you go year for year for year, that child still hasn't improved because, you know, that parent is like, well, we'll just let the school deal with it, though. We'll just let, you know, you have to stay on top of your child. My son right now, he's, he was obviously he was in, like, special classes, but now it's half and half.
Gotcha.
You know, so now he's in general and special, and he has straight A's, you know?
Yeah.
So my son, he's like, awesome. He's sharp. He's like a super genius. You know what I mean?
Well, coolest kid, but most times that's what it is, though.
Yeah, yeah. They
when it comes to the spectrum.
It's crazy because they lack, they lack the things that we're great at, and then we lack the things that they're great at.
And they're really great at whatever that thing
is. Yeah,
like super dialed in.
They're super.
Yeah.
So whether it be a communication thing with them, or like a
Albert
social
Einstein,
thing with them,
know?
Or when they're dialed into what I always say is their purpose, because I feel like autistic, you know, a lot of autism is like a hyper focus on a true design.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's about identifying what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Once somebody, you know, in an autistic space finds that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's magic.
They're great kids.
It's magic.
Yeah. I wanted to bring it up, man, because I just know you know, how much of an advocate that you mm-hmm. are for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you
yeah.
know, to me it's not brought up enough in our community.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's happening.
Knowing how much it affects
us. It's happening the most to us.
To us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and just like you said, I think this conversation just hopefully it brings some awareness to someone who may have a young child that they're trying to figure it out. It's go now.
Right. Right.
Get them checked so that you can get in front of it.
Right.
And that you can really help the child.
Right.
So, I appreciate that, man.
That's really dope.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
That's really dope, brother.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things. Mm-hmm. All things that R&B touches.
Yeah, yeah.
We love you, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Love you guys, too.
Your energy is everything, man, and we pray that, you know, when people watch this and people see this, man, that they, if they don't take nothing else, man, that they just figure out, man, I'm just having a good time in life.
Exactly.
Have a good time in this shit, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Write it, sing it, produce it, rap it, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, OT Genesis.
Yeah.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.